This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government's sound policies and initiatives have led to a rapid increase in agricultural production in the country. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament today, on the first day of the budget session, President Murmu said there has been a record production of food and horticulture crops. She said the government is also working to increase the production of those crops in which the agriculture sector was lagging behind. The president expressed confidence that India will definitely achieve the target of 500 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity by the end of this decade. She said, during the last 11 years, more than 7,200 kilometers of national highways have been built in the northeastern region. President Murmu said this has made it easier to reach remote, hilly, tribal and border areas. She said, for employment and development in rural areas, a law named Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji has been enacted. She said this new law will ensure 125 days of guaranteed employment in villages. At the same time, it will ensure stopping corruption and leakages for which the government has been making efforts since long. President Murmu said this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen.
आज देश के युवा किसान श्रमिक और उद्यमी विकसित भारत के निर्माण में अपनी भूमिका का लगातार विस्तार कर रहे हैं बीते वर्ष के उत्साहवर्धक आंकड़े इसका प्रमाण है पिछले वर्ष में भारत ने रिकॉर्ड 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा खाद्यान्नों का उत्पन्न हुआ है 150 मिलियन टन उत्पादन के साथ भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा चावल उत्पादन देश बन गया है हमारा देश विश्व का दूसरे सबसे बड़ा मछली उत्पादन देश भी बना है
Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were 5 personnel on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, with 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. Officials said that no one on board survived the crash. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed profound grief over the demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. In a social media post, the President termed the untimely demise of Mr. Pawar as an irreparable loss. Condolences are pouring in across the political spectrum for Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. Governor of Maharashtra and Gujarat Acharya Devavrat has expressed sadness over the untimely demise of Ajit Pawar and extended condolences to the bereaved family. Following his demise, a government holiday has been declared across the state today and 3 days of state mourning will be observed, the Chief Minister announced. The announcement of the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, has drawn extensive and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, describing it as a historic and even the mother of all trade deals. The coverage highlighted the agreement's significance as one of the most consequential global trade pacts in recent years. Major international publications across Europe and the United States and multilateral platforms called the India-EU FTA as a defining moment in global economic diplomacy. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore, in his meeting with Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today, described the defense partnership between India and the U.S. as strong and said that the 10-year defense pact signed last year will further deepen ties. In a social media post, he said that the two countries signed a 10-year defense pact last year, which will significantly deepen defense partnership between the two nations. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced by 242 points to 82,099, while Nifty rose 96 points to 25,272 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.